Okay, Daf. Today's Daf is Arachin Daf Zayin, and we are on Vav Amid Beis at the two dots. Just two haras. One is I wanted to thank today's sponsor, Daniel and Elisa Adler, to show appreciation and kavod to the Rabbanim of the Bialystoker Shul on the Lower East Side of New York, L'zeichah Nishmas Rav Yaakov Eskolsky, Rav Michal Shimon Eskolsky, Rabbi Yitzchak Singer, and Lahavdil Ben Chaim L'Chaim, L'kavod Rav Tzvi Ram, and the sponsor of the today's learning. Happens to be that's my grandfather and my great-grandfather. Rabbi the Eskolsky is my mother's father and grandfather with the Rabbanim there, but we thank the Adlers for their sponsorship. And Rabbi Ram is a friend of mine. Okay, so we continue now on Vav Amid Beis. I wanted to share one ha'ara from Rav Schechter. Schechter writes in Ikvei Atzon on page Reish Bem Vav, talking about, and he has an article here about brain death, which has to do with today's daf as well. Rav Schechter explains, the BMS ain anu yodim bebirur heich lahagdir es hamusak ahilchati shel goses. We don't really know exactly. Obviously, it's one of the most important, crucial definitions that a posek has to know, but we don't really know exactly. The nafkamina rabasi yesh bazeh, and there's a major nafkaminas in terms of what the definition is regarding tumas kohen. We know a kohen is muzhar, can't go into an ol goses. Gemara says Mesechas Nazir. Even a goses. So is that just because he can't go into an oil of a goses because the goses might die? And therefore, if a Kohen had nevuah and he knew the goses wasn't going to die for a week, he would be able to go in? Or is it a din of he's not allowed to be in an oil of someone who is omid lamus? And if somebody's omid lamus, it doesn't matter if they never die. Right, what if I know Mashiach's going to come and then nobody's going to die in 3 days? I still can't be in there because that's the din. So that's a question that he deals with, whether the din of Nichnas, that a coin is not allowed to be in all goses, is because of the Chashash, or because, as Rav Moshe writes, he quotes, Shekvar huschal bo inyan amisa. Misa has already started. Dahamisa lo chala berega echad, elashi talich hanimshach le'eza shihu izman. If one limb dies, that's already hascholas misa, and we don't know, right? We don't know exactly how to define it, but that's what he says. Then he writes in the footnote here. He talks. He quotes that chakira from Rav Chanan Wasserman and Rav Chaim Ozer that it might be a din of ome lamus, and therefore, ironically, he quotes from those achronim that it could be that a Kohen who is as a mitzvah to be metame for his relatives, that's only after they die. But before they die, not. So maybe you have the generic iser of nechnas la ohel hagoses before they die. Mashenke and the heter of being metame for them is only afterwards. Interesting and fascinating. Then he quotes our Mishnah, Bishan Eregon Vavim Abeis, Vyeshlis Topic. Right? It says, Goses is not ne'erach. Goses doesn't have any erach, we said. Leishless topic. Ma yehadin imishu nader erko shal goses v'acherkach nisrape oso hagoses. Mora doesn't talk about that case. Somebody says that they want to give the erich, no erich, and then they get better. Heim neima digloy milsalam afreya sheta'inu b'hasharaseinu. Do we say, well, we made a mistake. We thought he was going to die, and that's why he didn't have any erech, but he didn't die. So Mamela, at the time of the nether, he did have an erech, and now we know, and therefore you have to give that amount. Or do you say no? Right? You know, because at the time he was a ghost, that itself is a status. Omid lamus. An omid lamus person, even if they never die in the end. That's what the Minchas Chinuch assumes. In Shinun, that even if the goses gets better, the person does not have to pay. He wasn't in Ha'amot of Ha'aracha at the moment of the Neder, of the Ha'aracha, and therefore, he wouldn't have to pay after that as well. And then he quotes at the end, again, in the brain death context, the big issue of organ transplants, respirator, I'm not getting into the pratim now. But anyway, that's a Nikvei Atzon in Simen Lamed Vav. Okay, we continue. We continue with the two dots. With the two dots on Vav Amid Vav. Two dots on Vavim Abeis. Says the Gemara. So what was the last line of the Mishnah telling us? No, we had the first machlokas. First machlokas was whether a goses and a yosi lahari going out to be killed, whether they are excluded totally from nidar and narach, or b'chimen and kavya says, no, they're only excluded from nidar, because nobody's going to buy them on the slave market right now, but narach, they can't be narach, because dam of ketsuvim, that's more of an objective value. So it seems like both of those shitas are talking about the object of the neder or the erich. Comes along Rabbi Yossi and talks about no der umarach umaktish. They could be no der marach. That wasn't the discussion of the resha. So how does he fit to the first part of the Mishnah? And then he adds, v'im he's a chayiv, if they would be mazik during this time, they'd be chayiv to pay. So what does that have to do with the first part of the Mishnah? So that's the Gemara's question. Rabbi Yossi omer no der umarach v'chulu. V'tanakama Mikamar Delo. Well, the Tanakama doesn't say that there could be no der and marich. What do you mean? Of course, he's not arguing about that. Tanakama is just talking about the objects, not the subjects. So Ella bin no der umarich umaktish kol yamal plig. You're right. That's not under discussion. Rabbi Yossi's first line is not arguing. That's confirming what the Tanakama and Hananya. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya hold, right? That everybody agrees to the subjects. Keep pligim im hizik. The other machlokas is, are they in a state if they do damage? If a yotze leharig is so upset and he goes and he smashes somebody's headlight on the way out, right? Somebody's camel's foot on the way out. So do we say that he has to pay for that? Or better yet, not if he's not going to be around too much longer to pay his yarshim. That's the issue. Pligi be'im hizik. That's the machlokas. Tanakama savar im hizik eno chayv b'tashlumin. The Tanakama holds that if he's mazik, that he doesn't have to pay. Rabbi Yossi savar im hizik chayv b'tashlumin. So the machlokas is about the last line of Rabbi Yossi. If he's mazik, Rabbi Yossi says he's chayv b'maikim b'pligi. So what's this machlokas about? Why would you say that he has to pay or not? So two suggestions. First suggestion, Michael Miflagi, Amar of Yosef, B'milva Alpe, Govim, and Ayarshim Kamiflagi. Nezek is a milva Alpe. It's not a shtar. It wasn't a shtar that would create a kol. So it's a milva Alpe. So it's a shibud that has the status of an oral loan. So are you allowed to collect Min hayoshin kamiflagi? The Gemara says elsewhere, this issue, let's just read it and then we'll say, Tanakama savar milva alpe eno govim min hayoshin. It's not collectible from Yarshim, and therefore the guy's gonna die. And tough luck, sorry, it's not collectible from Yarshim. Rabbi Yossi savar milva alpe govim min hayoshin. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it is, able to be collected from Yarshim, and that's why, in this case, im hizik chayiv. The Gemara says elsewhere in Kiddushin, Baba Basra, that this issue, whether milva alpe govim min hayoshin, is totally on whether you hold the principle of shibuda da'araisa. Right when I owe you something, is that a biblical, is that a daraisa concept? And we'll have some limits on a drabana level because we feel bad for people who buy your property for the lakuchos. Or do you say, no, the drabanan bumped it up. Shibuda really is drabanan, and the drabanan gave strength to the people who collect. So that's a major machlokas in Kiddushin of Abbasra. So that's behind this machlokas, whether milval peh is govim and yarshim or not. So that is number one. That's Rav Yosef. Rava Amar, to kuli a milva alpe, eino govim min hayarshim. Really, a milva alpe is not collectible from Yarshim. And why did Yossi here say that it would work? Vehacha, vimilve, ksuve, batora, kamiflagi. The machlokas is about milva, ksuve, batora. About a milva, literally, that's written in the Torah. We'll define that in a minute. Tanakama savar milva ksuva batora lav kikzuva b'shtar damye. A milva that's written in the Torah is not as if it's written in the shtar. Nezek, the Gemara clearly says, is an example of milva ksuva batora. Right, that's what the Gemara, the context of the Gemara. So it's not as if it's written in the shtar, and therefore it's not collectible from Yarshim. Rabbi Yossi savar kikzuva b'shtar damye. It is as if it's written in the Torah, and therefore kiksuva b'shtar, and therefore it's collectible from Yarshim. What is the definition of milvaksuva b'torah? It came up earlier in Maseches Bechoros. So that is machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Kiddushin. Tosfos in a few places, Tosfos said this in Bechoros also, that the definition is, would I have known that you should be chayiv without the Torah saying so? Pidyon haben. If without the Torah, I would not have known that I have to pay 5 slaim to a Kohen to redeem my son. That's a milveh ksuva batorah. Milveh, loan, right, lending money, then I don't need the Torah to tell me. If I lend you $100, you have to have a guy in the street, I have to pay you, I get paid back $100. That's a milvah she'inik suva b'Torah. You don't need the Torah to tell me that. So that's Tosfos' definition in Maseches Kedushin and Daf Yud Gimel on the base. He says there, Pirish, Karbanos, Pidyon Aben, Erech and Ezekin, Shloya Yodim, Inyani Nesinos Halalu, Imloshin Eschaibu Atara Beferish, Aval Milve, if you go in Shalavalo Mos, below Shtar, Avagav Dechsivo, Ishashar Atono Shebo, yes, the Torah says it, below Chashiv, Ksuva Batora, Kivishin Tzorch Lefarish Batora, Shir and Esita, the Pshita, Mashu Lova, Tzorch Lefroa. So, that seems to be what Tosva says, elsewhere he says the same thing. Rashi there is a little different. Rashi is a little different. Rashi says, the la milva aksuva batora lo hutal alav chova me eis hamelech ela me iske maisa atzmo. Not so much the Torah tells you or not, but does the chiyah flow from the act? That's how Rashi says it. Naksuva batora means it flows from the action that was done. It's not an external chiyav. So now you get a little more questions legally. Because Nezek, the Gemara here, called Milvah Ksuva B'Torah. That's a big problem for Tosfos. Big problem for the Gemara. The Gemara calls Nezek Milvah Ksuva B'Torah. What, without the Torah, I wouldn't have known that if I smash something of yours, I have to pay for it? Why isn't that a Milvah Ksuva B'Torah? And yet the Gemara calls it Milvah Ksuva B'Torah. So that's why maybe you have to go over to a Rashi type of definition where it's more about a legal definition, not just a logical definition. You have to explain what Rashi means. But that's what Rashi says, if it flows from the act itself, or it flows from something external that is imposed. Ma'isat, that's milve. Even nezek is something external. Okay, maybe it relates to the discussion of Nezikin that we had a couple of weeks ago in terms of the Isser of Hezek and the Mechayev of Hezek. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara though. So this is one place where we have a machlokas between Rav Yosef and Rava about these two versions. What are they arguing about? So the Gemara says, second to last line, the Ika Damasni Lo'aha. Some have the same machlokas, but about the following. Different than, not on our Mishnah, but on the Tosefta in Bava Kama. Hayose Lehareg. Somebody's going out to be killed. Chavala. Hu shechaval ba'acherim chayiv. If he wounds somebody, then he's chayiv. Right? The discussion of the eighth parak of Bava Kama. Chavala. Acherim shechavlu bo paturin. Others that wound him, they are pater. Right. He is chayiv because he's a bardas. But they are pater because Rashi says, ein lo damim, va'omed hu lechavel. He is as if he's wounded already, just like he's as if he's killed already, he's as if he's wounded already. And that's the Tanakama. Reb Shimon ben Elazar omer afhu im chavel ba'acherim pater. No, he's pater also, even if he wounds others. Stay away from him. Why is he pater? Shalonitan lachazaras amidas bezdin. Because there's no way you're going to be able to delay and figure out and make him pay. You're not bringing him back to court. Why not? We're going to have later on the next amud because of the principle of inui hadin. Once there's a gemar din, you can't delay the punishment. And therefore, there's nothing, you're not going to be able to delay it at all, even though he's chayiv. He should be chayiv, but because of inui hadin, that factor outweighs the fact that he might be chayiv. Says the Machlokas, Shimon Elazar and the Tanakama. So, one second. The Gemara says, Mechla, the Tanakama, Savar, Nitan l'chazor, Zemid is Bezdin. What, if Shimon Elazar comes up with this big chiddush, you're not going to bring it back, Ini Adin. The Tanakama doesn't hold of Ini Adin. Tanakama doesn't hold that there's an issue of delaying the sentence, after you sentenced. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, no, this is the Machlokas. B'milva al-peh, govim en ayarshim kamifliki. The Machlokas is, Chavala is also, a milva al-peh. The question is, could you collect it from Yarshim? Tanakama Savar Milva Alpeh Govim and Hayarshim. Yarshim Ben Elazar Savar Eino Govim and Hayarshim. That's the issue. Rabba Amar, same thing. Dekuli Alma Milva Alpeh Eino Govim and Hayarshim. You don't. The Hacha Ben Milva Aksuvi Bat Torek Govim and Bishtarkim Iflagi. Again, an amazing application of the principle. Chavala is a Milva Alpeh? If I punch somebody, I wound them? So I need the Torah to tell me that I'm going to be chayiv? Again, it has to be worked on. It has to be worked on, but just important to know that machlokas and try to fit it in. So Tanakama Savar Kikuvi Bishtar Damir, Shimon Ben Elazar Savar, Lav Kikuvi Bishtar Damir. It's not Kikuvi Bishtar, but that's the second place where we have this machlokas between Rav Yosef and Rava. Just before we continue on the Amid, just on the previous Amid on the bottom, Rashi has a Ha'ara, and the Rambam agrees to this. What Bezdin are we talking about? What type of Bezdin? So if you look in Rashi, the bottom line in Rashi, V'kol Hanach, Rashi adds in, V'kol Hanach, Ayatza Lehareg Bedine Yisrael Ka'amar. What we're talking about is a Bezdin, a Jewish court. That's what we say the halach is, that, you know what, he's considered already dead, and therefore, he is, if you do something, maybe you're pater, and if he does something, maybe chai, but maybe you're pater also. That's what the Rambam says as well. Hagoseis ein lo erech velo damim, hover of gosen lemisa, how are you kameis? V'chein, mishenigmar dino, bebezdin shel Yisrael. Lahargo alaveira sha'avar, ve'ericho achar, ahar atzmo, osher medmei alaveh chulu, so eno chai of klum, shezeh kameishu. Says the Rambam. V'hameis ein lo erech v'lo damim. V'yalzeh ne'amar v'chulu. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Why? Why is it limited? Mishum di'ilu bebezin shel goyim. Afilu nigmar dino lo chashiv meis. By a bezin shel goyim, even after gemar din, it's not. Why? Could always bribe them. Could always bribe them. So therefore, it's not considered mace. That's what the Radvaz says here also. Umashanami midvarv shem haya yosi liharik ba'ar kaos agayim yesh lo damim. Ve'erech dechsiv v'minam mulea shochad. Pasuk in Tehillim. V'yal yidei kach machzirin oso lefichach yesh lo erech hakasim batar v'gam damim yesh lo. You never know. So therefore, says the Radvaz, even though we know in Judaism, Hitzilu Ha'eda, even if on his way out, there is a concept of Hitzilu Ha'eda, but maybe we don't assume that the Hitzilu Ha'eda is going to happen after the sentencing. Bezdin takes their time, having Mitunim Badin, if it happens, yes, we'll take him back, but we don't have to expect it. Mashe, meaning we can assume that the status is Kames, even though it doesn't have to be if it happens, but by the Bezdin shall go. Bezdin, but by the Arko Shel Goyim, says the Kazimish of the Ravaz, you could even expect that the Shochad might happen, and therefore you don't have to foresee that the status already is there. Okay? That was what you were going to ask in a minute. Baruch Hashem. Saw it in your eyes. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Meisvei, 10th line or so. So I'm going to ask Akasha now on this discussion. Meisvei, Hachofer Bor Bershus Harabim. Somebody's digging a pit in the middle of the street, irresponsibly. And all of a sudden, I'm walking my ox in the middle of the street, and unbeknownst to us, there was a hole in the street. My ox falls in and kills the digger. So what's the halacha? Vahargo, pater. So the Baal Hashar is pater, because it's the guy's fault. So he's digging a hole in the middle of the street for it. Vilo od, and not only that, if my ox died while it killed the person, then Yarshi Bala Barcha Yavan Lashan, Meshar Labailov. That he's got to pay for my ox. His kids have to pay for my ox. Because he killed my ox. I'm Pater, and he's Chayev to pay for the ox. Question mark. What's the question? So you got to go to Rashi. Rashi explains. Fourth line on top. Vikashe Laman de Uki Plugtail de Rabyosi Vitanakama de Basisa Mimizik. First version, the machlokas is about damages, and the machlokas is whether we collect damages from Yarshim. So here we see, we're collecting damages from Yarshim. Right? So Rabyo, I, Dim King, Kasha, Stama, Stama. Vika de Mosif. Then look at the next line in Rashi. Vika de Mosif, Hach Tiuftol, Rab Shimon ben Elazar. Some say the machlokas is according to Rab Shimon ben Elazar, says Rashi, Avo Plia Be'enai, Hech Yachola Hakshos. Harab Shimon Tanahu Upalig. What's the kasha? He's a Tana. It's not the Rashi usual way of talking. Plia Be'enai. Rashi doesn't usually talk in the first person. I don't know, like we mentioned a couple of days ago, that there are some Rashis that Tosas didn't have. Seems like Tosas acts like Rashi a little bit on Erechin. I don't know, there's something there. This doesn't sound like regular Rashi. Rashi comes, somebody says Ve'eno Nira, but he says it plia be'enai. I don't know. Just sounds somewhat unusual. But either way, that's an R version of Rashi. He says it's a kasha. According to the machlokes, the one who says the machlokes is about hizik, because then you have a kasha stama astama, right? Because the Tanakama of the Mishnah holds pater, the Yoshim don't have to pay, and this stama says they do have to pay. That's the stira. That's what we're going to go with. So says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Ela Amar Rav Kisha Amar Bedin. No, the case of the Yarshim Rechayiv is if there was already Amidas Adin. Already there was Amidas Adin, Bezdin was Mechayiv, the Baal Habor, to pay.
So then, once that happens, so then we say it goes to the Yarshim. Our mission is before Midas Hadin. Says the Gemara, 1 second, Vahargok Tani. It says the ox fell on him and killed him. What do you mean? When was that time to go to Bezdin? So Amar of Acha Adabar Abba Kish Aso Trefa. Ah, he became a Trefa, and he was alive enough to go to court, have a Midas Hadin, and then he died. So the Yarshim, or the Baal HaShor, is still going to be Pater, because again, it was the Baal HaBor's fault, but there was Amidas HaDin, and therefore the Yarshim are going to have to pay. Says the Gemara, 1 second. V'yabar of Nachman, Tni Chaga. Chaga said, Mace Ukvaro. The case under discussion is where the ox fell on him so hard that the guy got buried alive. They didn't have to pay for the burial expenses because he was buried right then and there. So when was there Amidas Adin? There wasn't Amidas Adin. The guy got buried right there. Mesva Kvaro. So the Gemara answers, Vehilchas al last line, to Yasvi Daini Apuma Debira. The judges were on the edge looking in. They see him. So there was some type of moment he was being buried and they're like, Chayiv, your fault. Right, whatever the case may be, right, they saw it themselves, and in that way, they were able to be mechayivim. L'maisa, for our purposes, only if there's Amidas Hadin, would the Yarshim have to pay, but Mashe'en Kain not. There's an important discussion in the Ksos. The Ksos, in Simen Lamed Tes, Sivvav. The Ksos has a suffix, Nistapakti, Me'emasai Gavi. When do we say that people are allowed to collect after a din? Mi neima, let's say, Bezin says so-and-so is chayef to pay. Mi neima, takef mi chi amad bedin havi le kala, vahavi lehu lilakuchos li zoher, shlo liknos shah acharzeh. Do you go by manish when Bezin says chayef? That's when, an hour later, the person is allowed to go and collect properties? O neima, or do you say no? The next morning. De'eno gove ela miyoma charaso, ukamo bishtar. Just like we have a concept by shtar, ulachora nira, kivan de gabe shtar, so says the Ksos. When it comes to a shtar, the Gemara talks about if you wrote hours in the shtar, then you'd be able to collect from those hours. Bimakam, there are different places, bimakam shakosvin shows, the Gemara talks about. So you'd be able to take there, say, imkain, so you see from there, there can be a kol even right when the item, the action occurs. So he says, so to here, Amidas Hadin must be a kol. And he says, take if havi lekala, v'gove mishasha achar kach, kamo bishtar b'malkam shakos v'nshos. That's what he suggests. And then he says a little bit later on, and I have a raya from Erech in Dav Zayin. The Dayanim are standing there. And right there they say, oh, chayiv. If it's true that you can only be, it's only collectible later, tomorrow, that it's too late, the guy's already dead. Why would the Yarshim be chayiv there? The chayiv wouldn't kick in. So, says the Ksos, this Gemara also seems to be, Avagav de Meis bo bayom, emeila go em Yarshim, keep in the Gamal Kuchos go bo bayom. Be a kadi tzarachim. I don't want to commit to it, but that's the Ksos' discussion in Simen Lamed Tes. Okay, we continue. Tanu Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, Hayotze leharag, if somebody is going out to be killed, mazin alav, midam chatasu midam hashamo. His carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, even if we know somebody's walking out to be killed, we still could do hazaa and give him kapara for an aveira that he did, sprinkling his chatas and asham. Chata be'osa sha'a enus kakinlo. But if he does a chait on the way out, Rashi says, if he happens to see a hamburger, which he thought was kosher, but was really chalef, and he ate it on the way out, right, he had lahavdil, right, by the death penalty in America, they give you one last meal, right, what do you want in your last meal? So he asks for a hamburger, and he gets chalef instead, right, besides lifnei iver of the bezdin, but the halacha is, no carbon is required. Ein is kakin lo. My taima, amar of Yosef, bebrei she'ein ma'anin es dino. Inu yadin. You don't want to delay the din? Right, you're going to delay, bring a carbon on his behalf, wait, and shecht it, and so that is why we don't bring a carbon on his behalf. There's what to talk about, but let's just continue first. If that's true that we were already eating a din, and therefore if he does the aveira now, b'shogeg, we don't bring a carbon on his behalf. Afila reishanami. So even in the first case, right, why do you say you're going to sprinkle for him? That's also going to be ma'an of the din in a few seconds. Kigo, no. It was already shechted at that time. So all you're about to do is sprinkle. So there's no time delay. You don't have to shecht. It's not going to take any much time. What? The Gemara says, "Avol ein zivcho zavu achmai lo." But if the carbon is not shechted yet, so then you would not wait to sprinkle on him, even if the avera was done earlier. So adatana chatavos hashayin is kaken lo. Says the Gemara, many times asked. So why do we bring in the seifa a different factor of if he sinned at that moment? We do not bring his carbon. Why aren't we mechalek within the case of the avira earlier? But Medra, remember, when do we say that we continue the process and we sprinkle for him? Shahaya. If he died already, you don't. Right? If he died, what is that called? Chadash mesu baleha. It's one of the chatas mesos. And it has to die. So the chiddush of this price is that he's not considered a dead man yet. When he's yosi lehareg, you could still sprinkle on his behalf. And there's no problem of ini hadin. Why don't you say that? It's as if it says that. But if you don't have a carbon ready, it's as if then he sinned at that moment where you don't start the whole process. Period. Okay. Two ha'aris. Number one, you can learn the whole Maseches Sanhedrin, all about Ini Hadin, and not get a crucial line of Rabbeinu Gershom and Erechin Dav Zayin. Erechin. Rabbeinu Gershom says, what's the principle of Ini Hadin? Right here. So the third line in mind. Eman Nitzino, Alachashnik Badino, Liharig, Wa'alta Yaharig, Mishum Tsar Bale Chaim. Wow. Tsar Bale Chaim applying to human beings. So you might say, okay, if it applies to animals, of course it applies to of humans. Yeah, but an interesting application. You might not have thought that ever applies to in the Gemara, it comes up by animals. Animals on Shabbos, what you're supposed to do. But here, Rabbeinu Gershom has it to explain why Ini Adin. And also what he's, two chidushim. Number one, it applies to people. Number two, psychological pain is also Tsar Bale Chaim. Right, you're not physically hurting the person here by delaying. Psychological. They're tortured because they're just the delay. Psychological pain is also Tzar Bale Chaim. Two major chidushim of Rabbeinu Gershom. The principle and the type of way that it is applied. There's an interesting Mishnah Lamelech. I would read it to you, but it's one of those 12 column Mishnah Lamelechs that discusses, you can look it up, in Shkagos, in Zion Gimel, where he talks about our Gemara in that context. I saw it. It's one of the paragraphs talks about our Gemara, where he says, what are we talking about? You have somebody who's Yossi Laharik, and we're talking about bringing his carbon? You're not going to bring a carbon of a Mumar. So what are we talking about? If he's Yossi Laharik, he's Chayav Misa, B'mezid. So what kind of carbon are we talking about? What? So he goes through back and forth. Maybe he wasn't a Mumar for this Aveira, he's only a Mumar for a different Aveira, but he's a Shomer Torah. Otherwise, but you have to answer that question based on this Gemara. But he has a lot of big discussion back and forth. Okay, here we go. Mishnah. We can spend hours on this Mishnah. We'll try to do it justice in the time that we have. We're not going to do it justice, but we'll do what we can. So a woman is being let out to die. If she's pregnant, you don't wait. We don't wait until the baby is born. You kill the woman, even though you're killing the baby also. Ha'isha she'yashra l'mashper, but once she's on the birthing stool, mamtina l'achateleid. If she already goes into labor, and then Bezdin decides that she's chayav misa, so then you wait till the baby is born. Achateleid. Okay, why is that? So Rashi says, based on the Gemara that we're going to have in a couple of lines, look at Rashi. Kivan dene'ekar v'na mimkomo gufa achrinahu. Once the baby starts moving, it has its own status. Doesn't say that it's out already. Doesn't say that here. That's not the case here. Viter. Ha'isha shenehrga ne'anin besaira. We'll get to that in number base. A woman who is killed, you can get hana from her hair. Why is that? We'll see. V'chema shenehrga sirabana. But the animal is totally off limits. Period. So the big discussion here, two discussions. Number one, is there a raya from this Mishnah that Ubar Yerach Imo or not? That is the major discussion in many places, Sanhedrin, Daf Pei, and elsewhere. Tosus, just it's a machlokas, two different sides. Tosus in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei says there is no raya. No raya from here. What do you mean, no raya? If there's no raya, so why should he be able to kill the mother if the baby's still there? What'd the baby do? Tosus says, maybe Ubar Lav Yerach Imo, but they both are Chayav Misa. The psak din is on both of them. You don't have to say it's a limb, but when the psak is on the mother, the psak is always on the baby. Even if you want to say the uber is lav yerech imo, this whole being committed the avera, and therefore, just like the mother is chayiv, the baby is chayiv. Right? That's how Tosa says, even if you want, because the Gemara doesn't bring this as a raya in all the sugyas of uber yerech imo. So it's Bali Tosfos there, that big Tosfos, the Sanhedrin, the Pema base, Tosfos says there it's no raya. Other Rishon, the Rashba says, no, it is a raya. This is a great raya of uber yerech imo. Because if the uber had a different status, as an independent status, then you wouldn't kill the mother. So that is one discussion. Uber Yerachimo or Lav Yerachimo. The other discussion here is the Rambam. Famous Rambam. The Rambam says, the most famous Rambam related to a Gemara in Mesechus Erechin. The Rambam says, the abortion Rambam. Perek Aleph Halacha Tes in Hilchus Ritzicha. Says the Rambam. The context of the Rambam is Rodef. If Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him, you're allowed to kill Reuven. Lefichach, says the Rambam, Horu Chachamim, the Chachamim have told us, Sheha Ubra, Shehi Makasha Leleid, a woman who is having difficulty having a baby, right, she's in childbirth, we're going to get to the context, Mutter Lachto Chaubar B'me'eha, you're allowed to kill the baby, Bein Besam, Bein Biyad, medicine or physically, Mipnei Shehu Kirodef Achareha Laharga, because the baby's a rodef to the mother. Kirodef. Kirodef acharei laharga. Ve'im mishahotzi rosho enoginbo. But once he sticks his head out, you're not allowed to touch him. She'ein dochen nefesh mipnei nefesh. Vizehu tivo shel olam. Every phrase in the Rambam is gold. How much ink has been spilled to figure out every line of this Rambam? Two major questions on the Rambam. Number one, it seems to be against the Gemara. The Gemara elsewhere says beferish that the baby is not a rodef. Mishamaya karat fila, which is the language of the Rambam at the end, is tivo shalolam. Number one. Number two, if it's however the Rambam reads the Gemara, if it's true that the baby is a rodef, so why should it make a difference before or after the head's out? If the baby is a rodef inside, baby should be a rodef even if the head's out. So that is a big discussion. I'll just give you one shot. There's a Reb Chaim, there's an Arsam Meach, there's everything. Everybody gets into the act here. Just read your Rav Shach. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri here says, fundamentally, you're not allowed to kill a baby. Does the baby have a mixas nefesh? So it says the Avi Ezri right here in Aleph Tes, beautifully. Why does the Rambam need to bring in the issue of Rodef? Just say, before the head's out, the baby's not a nefesh yet. Right, we don't say that life starts at conception like the Christians. We don't believe that. Life does not start at conception. So without the din of Rodef, we wouldn't be able to kill the Ubar. Shkama Ubar Nikra Nefer, Sushi Nisa Ritzicha. And we know there's an Issa Daraisa of abortion. So says the Bahari Ben Noch Neregal Ubrin. Theoretically, you shouldn't be able to kill the baby for the mother without the concept of Rodef. That's the Rambam Shita. The baby has some status of a nefesh, even before, says the Rav Shach, and therefore without the din of Rodef, you wouldn't be able to kill. But once the baby is out, says Rav Shach, then you have a problem. Because why do we say that the baby is being Rodef after the mother? The mother's also Rodef the baby. Inside, you can't call the baby a nirdaf, because he doesn't have the full status of a nefesh yet. And that's why the Rambam could use the concept. But it's nefesh versus nefesh. But you can use the concept of the baby being the rodef to the mother in that case. But once the baby comes out, then they're both rodef to each other. That's tivo shel olam. And ein dochen nefesh mipnei nefesh at this case. One shouldn't win over the other. Anyway, there's a lot more there. But that is the discussion of rodef. Let's continue. Again, we'll do what we can. We'll talk about abortion a little more. Let's just continue the discussion. Says the Gemara Pshita, it's obvious that you don't wait to have the baby born before you kill the mother. The Gemara says, Gufahi. Interesting line. Isn't it the goof? Sounds uba yerech emo-ish. Right? So, Gufahi. It's trich. Salkadai the chamina hol v'ksiv kasha yasas alabala isha, because the pasuk in Mishpatim about the pregnant woman who loses her babies, you gotta pay the husband, mamona the balu, v'lo lifts the mine. So maybe here too, you would say, wait to kill the mother, kamash malan. No, you still kill the mother. Ve'em hachanami, who says, I'm Rebbe Yavo, I'm Rebbe Yochanan, I'm Akra, umesu gam shnehem. The rabbi says a vlad. No, you include the vlad, you include the baby, that's the gam. Didn't we use that pasuk to tell me that they both have to be gedolim? in an act of an avera, they both have to be the gdolim. So ki kamris mi gam. You learn it for the word gam. Okay, fine. You learn it both. Period. Yashar l'mashber. But once she's on the birthing stool, the chulu. Once she's in labor, so then we do not kill the mother. Then we wait for the baby to come out. My time. Oh, kiven to akar gufa achrinihi. Once the baby has moved, but even before it came out. Even before the baby comes out, just as akar, once the labor started, gufa achrini, it already gets a new status. Right, the next time somebody we know is in labor and they're paid, they're like, don't worry, the baby is as if it's right, it has a status already. It's already independent. Right, give chizik. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ha'isha Yotiz Leharek, Makin Osa, Keneged Beis Herayon. Kadesh Yamas Havla Tchila, Kadesh Lo Tavu L'dei Nivol. If you're killing the mother, kill the baby first. Why? Because if you kill the mother first and then the baby's going to come out, it's going to be disgusting and embarrassing to the mother. And therefore, you're allowed to kill. What are we talking? Why are you allowed to kill? I got it here. So, some say this is a raya that abortion is on this adaraisa. Once you get into the world of Durabanon, so then you have more wiggle room. Rav Moshe says emphatically, no way. But there's a long tshuva, it's an iser daraisa, lo sirtzach. You just don't get there's no chiyav misa on it. There's no chiyav misa. But it's lo sirtzach. Moshe, if you look in Chol, I'll tell you, Choshe Mishpat, Chelik Beisim and Samach Tes. Rav Moshe is clear. Says don't even think about it not being a daraisa. So you have another way of understanding this. But shlotav l'idein evil. We're even worried about the kavod of somebody who we're putting to death. Right, the Gemara says elsewhere, "V'haf lo recha kamocha, bror lo misa yafe." Even if we put somebody to death, it's not to punish them. It's v'yata harami kerbecha. So we still have reyacha laws, even in that context. L'meimra, says the Gemara, one second. Tihi kadma v'mesa bereisha. Is this to teach me? You have to try to kill the baby first, because usually, if you kill the mother first, the mother would die first? V'akai malan, devlad na'is bereisha. What do you mean? Don't we usually assume that the baby dies first? Titznan, tinok ben yomo, nocha l'manchil. Because we have a Mishnah in Baba Basra, where the Mishnah says, a one-day-old baby can be nochel, can inherit, umanchil, and can give inheritance. What's the case? V'yamar efsheshes, nochel b'nechzeyayim lahanchil la'achim inav. Let's say a baby is born, he could yarshin his mother, what does that mean? That means the mother died first. Yarshin his mother, lahanchil la'achim inav. And what is we medayik from there? Dafka ben yom echad. The Gemara talks about a case of Ben Yom Echad, if the baby is one day old. Aval Uber lo to humayis bereisha. By an Uber, you wouldn't have them at Sias, because we assume the baby's never going to die after the mother. Once the mother dies, the baby's going to be dead. V'ena ben yarshin zimo, but kever l'hanecha l'acham na'av. And a baby can't yarshin after he dies. So what do you assume? So the Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Hani mi l'gabe misa. If there's natural death, then we assume the mother dies first. You assume the baby dies first. I did the vlad zutra chiyuse. Since the baby's life is a little more delicate, and it's literally smaller life, so aili tipa de malach hamaves umachatech lulasimanim. The malach hamaves could get him first. Aval nerga, but killed, he makes a bereisha. If you kill the mother, then you can assume the mother could die first. Could be killed first. Avi ubra uvda upirke that twas perkuse. What do you mean? There was a case where the mother was killed and the baby flailed, three flails. Somewhere says that doesn't prove that he was alive. Midi the havi azon of halata the mefarkesis, like the tail of a lizard that might flail even though it is not alive. We are not getting into, but just to mention, if anyone wants to do the brain death research, this Gemara is the source and shas for the whole experiment they did with the sheep and killing the sheep and having the baby of the sheep born 15 minutes later. Right? So the big shiloh was, oh, doesn't that prove that you can live? Right? The baby can live, is their life, right? Even without after brain death and there's a, right, respiration. Anyway, shari to the gospel, you could look up the research, look up all of the Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Moshe, all the discussion there. Okay, we're not getting into that right now. Period. Related though to abortion, just to mention two hugely important psakim. One of them is never relied on, Lamaisa, and one of them could be relied on, Lamaisa. First, the one that is usually not relied on, Lamaisa, but it's just an amazing tshuva, if you never saw it. The Rav Yaakov Emden, Aleph Mem Dalet. Where is it? Rav Yaakov Emden in Shelas Yavetz, writes, Mem Gimel, a woman came to him, she was Ashes Isha Zinsa, who was doing tshuva, and she's pregnant with a mamzer. So the shaila is, are you allowed to abort?
because she doesn't want a mamzer. She wants to do tshuva, v'chulu.
Ki amnam nidon ha-shoal, be'eshezesh zinsa she'ela ha-gunahi, v'karv be'enai la-hatira. Im hayisi kedai, kinirali sheishmakam lahakel, kibat shenia fazos vidam biyadeha, me'ata bas k'tala hi midin Torah. Midaraisa she's chayevus misa, so she's as if she's a yotei leharig. Av she'ein dama masur biyadenu laharga, mikalmakam chayevus misa vidin shemayim, me'achar she'asta b'meizid biyodah shechata b'zadon, v'yav algeav de dine misos, misos batlu, din aver misos lo batlu, v'chula v'chula, afilu b'zman hazeh she'in dana dine nefashis, kiva de midina bas k'talahi, af agav de mamzer, k'she yatzal avira olam dino k'kasher, she'chayavan al arigaso, mi'as hashta de yerech imohu, v'ilu ha'yedina masur b'yadinu, ha'yidim ha'misa mosa, v'es pribitna, erechin dav zayin, you wouldn't wait. And therefore, pashut she'ein, and therefore he says, nearly pashut she'ein iser to do this. Avapi chulu, he says, even though the mother is going to live this time, but still, that is not good enough. He continues, adarabah nirajas chusula, the kama masios b'shas medrashas yochichu. She says, you know, maybe she should even kill herself. Pilar achayev misa. Says, we find many times in the Gemara that people feel like achayev misa, they commit suicide. So he quotes examples of this. Anyway, Lamaisa, nobody agrees with this, but it's just an amazing tshuva to be aware of. Again, Alav and Gimel, Rabbi Yaakov Emden has some amazing tshuvas. We spoke about Pilegesh a couple of months ago. That's also an amazing tshuva of his. That's number one. That generally we do not rely on. The other tshuva, though, that Rachman al-Assan, I read it again last night. Oh, I started crying. The heart-wrenching tshuva, that is the Tasek's tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek, I'm going to look it up, Chelek Yud Gimel, Simin Kuf Beis, where he discusses the Rachman al-Islan Tesax, and he says that, at least in this time period, where there is a 100% mortality rate up to 4 years old, so there he says, is that called chai? And he allows an abortion for the good of the parents and for the good of the baby. For the good of the baby. We believe in the infinite value of human life. But in a case where the entire life from start to finish is going to be pain and tsar, and it's just a countdown to death, so says the Tzitz Eliezer, until the seventh month, he allows an abortion. That's the Tzitz Eliezer, and there's the famous story that I've heard in the past. A woman once came to Shlomo Zalman asking this type of case. He says, I can't answer you. You have to go ask the Tzitz Eliezer. Shlomo Zalman thought it was Asur himself, but he knew this woman needs another psak, and he knows that Tzitz Eliezer is another major leaguer. He's not going to say go to Rosner. Right, go to the Tzitz Eliezer. Obviously, it's a major leaguer, so then, you know, there are three or four major leaguers in every generation. That's what. Or Shlomo Zalman, the Aniva, there's a lot of messages of that story. But he went to the Tzitz Eliezer. That's where Shlomo Zalman sent him to. Shekulo Omer, Yisur Namachon, Misasu Batuach, Bemeshach Mispar Shanim, Ve'eni Hahorim, Ra'os Ve'kalos, Be'en Lekel Yadam Loshia. Omitosev Lazet Pituli, Yisur Machonim Shel Yolud, Ba'atzmo, Shelo Aleinu Kal Mumbo, Lachenim Yish Lahatra Pi Alacha, Hafsakas Herayon, Beglot Sarah Godo, Bechal Kevim Yisurim, Nerish Zel Hamikra Haklasi, Beyoser, Sheyesh Le Hatir. And he continues, Bor, Shabagam, Atsara, Busha, Kevim, Yisur Maruchani, Magashim, Gam Yah. He continues, he quotes others, he says, you don't have a stronger case than this. He says he would allow it once they find out, as soon as possible. As soon as they find out that they're having a Tay-Sex baby, he says, do it as soon as possible, so that once it gets to the seventh month, it's a little more tricky. But he says it's even better if you have a female a doctor performing it, the procedure, because some say the issur of abortion has to do with hashchasa zera levatala, which some rishonim say that a woman is not mitzuva in, so it's even better. He says, but lav dafka. But he says, if you could have a woman do it, he says that would be even better. And then at the end of the last two lines of the paragraph of the tshuva, he says, and the other part of your shayla, what happens if we have now, Dar Yisharim, you have a couple that saw that Rachman al Islam, they're not a match. They already tested. They're going out seriously, and they see they're a match, Rachman al Islan, for a certain percentage to have these babies. Tzitz Eliezer says they're not allowed to get married. Tzitz Eliezer says you can't. Well, you're going to try, and then you're going to test every embryo. He says they'll let them separate, and they'll find another batzug. That's what he says. That's a big shaila. Number one, do you have to check? Number one, once you find out, what's the halacha? Do you have to break up? He says yes. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So Erechim Dav Zayin is could be the most amazing, most exciting, every daf is exciting, but one of the more lemaisa dafim in the Masechta. Amar Rachman Amar Shmuel, Ha'isha Yashua L'mashper, Ba'meisa B'Shabes, a woman who Rachman Al-Islam dies on Shabbos in labor, Mevi'en Sakan and Makaran is Kresa, U'motin is Avlad. You're allowed to do everything you can to get the baby out, right? Cut open her stomach to get the baby out as soon as possible. Pshita, what do you mean, obvious? My oven, Machadim Abasir, what malach are you doing by cutting her? Once a woman is dead, there's no iser of chavala anymore. Chavala is only by a live piece of flesh, giving somebody a black and blue mark, or cutting into an animal. We discussed in the past that chavala is a malacha daraisa on Shabbos. Different shittas, not clear in Shabbos, which av malacha is it? Rashi in Shabbos has 2 days. Is it soveya or is it shochet? The Rambam holds it's dosh. Wounding somebody is dosh, according to the Rambam. 3 sheeters in the Rishonim. But either way, they all agree, once the person's dead, there's no Isser, so what's the Chiddush? So, Amar Rambam, lo nisrachol, elo havi sak and dok, which is a Rabbin. You could bring a knife through the street. You could violate a Malacha d'Araisa. Says the Gemara, Maika Mashmalon, di misveka machalina shabsa. So again, what's the Chiddush? What? Misafik, your Michal Shabbos? Tanino, we learned in the Mishnah. Misha Nafal Lamapoles, the end of Yuma. Somebody has a building fallen on. Safek Husham, Safek Enosham. Maybe he's there, maybe not. Safek Chai, Safek Mei. Safek Kanani, Safek Israel. Right, another sugya. That'd be Michal Shabbos for a non-Jew. Mefachan Alav is a gal. So you're allowed to do any malacha to save him, even by Safek Pikuach Nefesh. So what's the Chiddush? Someone says, no, ma'u detema hasamu dahavile chazaka dechiyuse. Where somebody has a cheskas chayim beforehand, and now it's suffik. If he's there or not, then you are machalel. Aval hacha delohavi chazaka dechiyuse meikare emalo. But here, maybe you wouldn't have said that because the baby didn't have a cheskas chayim. Kamash malon. Kamash malon, you don't need a cheskas chayim. We're machal Shabbos, we paskin even for a fetus before 40 days old. We're Machal Shabbos. That's nothing. It's Maya Ba'alma, but you're still Machal Shabbos for that. Because you don't need a Cheskas Chaim for this.
How is this consistent with the Korban Pole, which said a natural death, the fetus dies first?
How is this consistent with a natural death, the fetus dies first? So they talk about that in the context of the sheep. Whether we say it's before, you're right. So it seems from here that maybe it's if the birth starts earlier, maybe if she's ready, Yosheves Ala Mashber, that could be different. If she's just pregnant, then you have the earlier principle. But here, where the baby's on its way out, it's already gufa achrina, we said. So that could be there. By the way, that line is this is a very important lashon. The Binyan Sina has a tshuva elsewhere in terms of autopsies. The allowance of ever having an autopsy, usually we assume never. But here, we're allowed to be manava the mother to get the baby out. So is that an exceptional case because the baby's inside the mother? But that's also being menave. One of the big issues of autopsy is nivel ames, right? Acting with the mace in a disgusting way. What if you have, and Binyan Tzion has a case where somebody died from a certain sickness and we have no idea about the sickness and somebody's right there with the same sickness and they're going to die unless you figure out what's going on. So are you, and he assered. He said, it's not good enough. He said, even if you have another person, that's still not good enough. Anyway. Okay, we continue. Ha'isha shenerga v'chulu. So the Mishnah said, if a woman is killed, you're allowed to benefit from her hair. V'amai yisrei anoninu. Why? It's asur ba'ana. Amarav ba'omeres chinusari labiti. No, she said before, give my hair to my daughter. So Gemara says, why should that work? Ila amrit chinu yadi labiti mi'avina la. Is she control? No, she's asur ba'ana. Meis is asur ba'ana. So amarav b'peya nachris. The chiddush is by a peya nachris, a wig, which usually in our day means a wig that used to cover your hair. Rashi says here it means a woman who has short hair, who wanted to get longer hair. So she went and she got somebody else's hair to elongate her hair. So in that case, if the woman says, give it to my daughter, that's not asur, because that's not called gufa. Taima damar tnu. That's only if she said that. Halo amar tnu. Gufa hu amitsar. But if she didn't give special permission, then even that would be considered part of her and asur. Is that really true? Vami boy, little Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Really, that was a suffix. To buy Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, sayer nashim sidkani yos mahu. By ir hanidachas. Irani Dachas, we know everything is burned. And even the tzaddikim in an Irani Dachas have to leave all of their possessions in the city to be burned, just they can walk out. Rashi quotes, right, they walk out Orum, right, they can't have anything. So, what about the hair of Nashim Sidkanios? Rabbi Yosef Chanina asked. V'yama Rava, the Peanachrios come by land. Rava said, we're talking about these Peanachrios. Meaning there was a suffix there, whether it's considered gufa or not. So here, why don't we prove from our Mishnah that it is considered gufa? So the Gemara says, "Ki kumi bayla." The Riyaz Yerachanina, the Tali Besichta. No, the only question there was that it wasn't on the head, Right, if it's not on the head, that's why, that was the shiloh. But you're right, if it was on the head, it would definitely be considered gufa. Hacha de mechaber ba taima da amr tenu. Here where it's connected, so the only way to make it independent is if she gives permission. Halo amr tenu gufa hu mitzar, period. Kasha de Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, vatumi de beimaktani. How can you say our Mishnah is talking about a wig, right? It's compared in the Mishnah to an animal. An animal is all asur, a woman the hair is mutter. Right, so ma hasam gufa, avakanami gufa. Very difficult to say the Mishnah is talking about a case of a peyah nachris. So El Amar of Nachman. No, there is a difference. Zumi sasa osarta, vizugamar dina osarta. Rav Nachman is basically changing. Really, he's talking about actual hair. But the difference is, Seir Hames is not Ne'asar Bahana'a. Why? Because what asers by a woman, a human being? The Misa. And Rashi says, Seir Lav Bar Misahu. Seir doesn't die. Because it's doesn't change. Ain't asui lehishtanos. It doesn't become putrid afterwards. And therefore it's not included. Interesting. Vizu gmardina osarta. But here by the animal, it's the gmardin that labels it. So everything in the animal becomes asur based on the gmardin. Tani Levi kavasi derav. Tani Levi kavasi derav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Levi has a proof, to each one's, understanding of the Mishnah. Tani Levi kavasi derav. Haisha shiyosa liharek va'amra tsu sari labiti. Nosnin. Mesa. A nosnin. Vibesha mesa asurbana. So you see from there, Beferish, Pshita, so isn't that obvious? Elisha Noye Hames Aser Bahana'a. So you see, it's talking about the Noye Hames, the Noy, the beauty of this meaning the Apeyanachris. That's a brisa that says that we're talking about Apeyanachris. Tani Gavazi, the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Haisha Sha'amra, Nanin Besaira, Haisha Shemesa, Nanin Besaira, Behema Shenerga, Surabana, Mahefesh Bezela, Zumi Saso, Sarta, Zugamardino, Sarta. Okay, so that's two different deyas in the how to understand the Mishnah. Let's do a little more. Says the Mishnah, as we learned, when somebody is marich someone else, they, if they don't have enough money to pay, there's a concept called hesig yad. As much as they can pay, Bezin evaluates and they get to pay. But never less than a sela. Even though the smallest erich is more than that, I think it's 3, but you never get less than 1. If they have less than 1, they don't pay anything. And the most expensive erich is 50. Ketzad, no sin sela v'he'eshir, eno no sin klum. If somebody gives a sela, because at the moment they made it, they were ma'arif, they were poor, and then they became rich, they don't give anything else, because they were fulfilled. At the moment, they gave their sela, eno sin klum. Pachos b'sela, but if at the moment that they made their erich, they couldn't even give a sela, if they had a shear, then they didn't fulfill anything yet. And then they became rich. Then no sechamishim sela. Then they have to give the full amount. Because only if they fulfilled when they were evaluated, their financial bracket, that's when they're potter. But if they didn't even pay a sela, they didn't fulfill anything yet. So you go by at the moment that they pay. What if you have 5? He has 5 slime. He was marked 50, but he has 5. So do you give the minimum or do you give as much as you can? Remeir Omer in Onosin Ala Achas. Remeir says if you can't give the whole thing, you just give 1. Rebbe Chum Omer no Onosin is cool one. You give what you can, as much as you can. Period. And then we repeat the same line as the first line. Ein erachan vachas misela v'lo yeser achavishem sela. Obviously, why is that repeated? We'll see. Ein, let's just do the sources. Ein erachan vachas misela minalan. How do you know sela is the minimum? Dechsev v'kol erka chayiv b'shekel hakodesh. See, shekel, singular. Kol arachim shatamarech lo yibchusin mishekel. V'lo, that's, it can't be less than a shekel. V'lo yeser achavishem slayim. Dechsev chamishim. 50 is the biggest. Hayiv yadav chamisha v'chulu my time at Rebbe Meir. Right, so why does Rebbe Meir say if you have 5, you only pay 1? Remeir Shita, you can't pay everything, you just pay 1. Ksiv chamishim, viksiv shekel. O chamishim, o shekel. Right, either or, according to Rabbi Meir. Verabana, no. L'kol hahu, l'kol arachin sh'atamarech, lo yipchusim yishekel hu da'asa. That's teaching me that it can't be less than 1. But hecha de islay, but where he has more, makrasher, tasig yadonoder, var yadam aseges. You gotta give as much as you can. You give 5. Period. For a mayor, what does a mayor do with it? Hahu yadha no there below yadha nida hu da asa. Rameyer said, no, that shir tasik teaches me that you evaluate the financial bracket of the no there and not the nidar. So for Rabbanan, falama meilash rasmina? That's pretty obvious. The hecha the other maseka shkomine. Whoever has his hand is has enough, that's who you take from. You don't need a pasik to tell me that you go by yadha no there and not by yadha nida. Period. Okay, we'll stop here. By Omar of Ada. Enjoy tomorrow's daf. Gotta spend some time on it. The Mezushan will continue on Sunday. Thank, we thank, for the sponsorship. We thank Daniel and Elisa Adler for sponsoring Lazeich HaNishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Eskolsky, Michal Shimon Eskolsky, Rabbi Singer, and Lahavdil, Ben Chaim Lachaim, Rabbi Ram, all the Rabbanim of the Bialystoker Shul on the Lower East Side.